This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Declan, so great story about him. I ended up calling John Morton, who took the OC job at Detroit. He'd worked with Declan the last couple of years, and I asked him, I said, hey, how's Declan doing? Is he ready to be a coordinator? He said, Ben, listen, he's another Ben Johnson, which I think that's a good thing. I'm banking on that being a good thing. So, listen, I think he and I are a match made in heaven.
Yes, indeed. That's Ben Johnson talking about the offensive coordinator that he hired, Declan Doyle. I was struck this weekend, Spiegs, and I don't know if you felt the same way. I'm consuming all of the press conference stuff from the Bears because we got a little bit more of the coaches this weekend. We got to hear what they think about the rookies. Declan Doyle came across really well, I thought.
Yeah, you walked away impressed with Declan Doyle more than you have lately. But this is the first, you know, he gets to talk about some kids
and ball
that he's gotten to coach and ball.
You know, like, he looked really comfortable. And I think that your assessment of, oh, yeah, so the thing with the quarterback, who's going to be the good cop and who's going to be the bad cop?
Yeah.
Whoop, that's the sound of the police. I think that is now a little bit more crystallized.
Yeah, because I've heard very specifically when it comes to, say, the situation in Philly in Jalen Hurts' first couple years as he's trying to learn. There was a good cop and there was a bad cop. And then when a coordinator got hired away, was it Steichen? Steichen got hired away. And then the QB coach came in as the OC, and the balance in terms of the personalities and who's pushing him and how it's working completely changed. I think Declan Doyle is going to be the good cop because he has to be. And, you know, we'll see what JT Barrett is, but we know that Ben is not going to be the good cop.
Right. And I think that's probably okay.
Me, of course.
You know, with the play caller and the head coach, him having the big whistle now.
He doesn't have time to massage the personality in some ways that you're going to need to, especially for a guy like Caleb, who has said he appreciates getting grace from coaches.
Bleep's got to be done well. This is what Declan Doyle had to say about Caleb putting in that work to be that guy.
I would say that he is very eager to do work. He's here after hours. He is really trying to get it right. You know, we're giving him scripts and, you know, came in last Saturday and he's down in there in the indoor trying to walk through it by himself. I think it's really important to him that he gets it right. I think his teammates can feel that. I think his teammates feel a guy that's trying to take the next step. And, you know, that it's been a really positive exposure thus far.
Was there a key aspect to Bo Nix's success last season that you feel you guys have accomplished so far here?
I think building it around Bo was the biggest thing that we had in Denver, and we're trying to do the same thing here. We're, you know, as we go through OTAs and training camp, we're going to have a better feel for, you know, this is actually what the offense looks like. We're going to give them a lot, and then we're going to narrow it down from there. I think that we're in the process of doing that.
As an OC, I would assume it's amazing having all of these weapons, but what are some of the challenges that come up where you got have to keep everybody involved, have to get everybody the ball, have to make sure that, you know, you're using your weapons to the best of your ability?
Yeah, there's only one ball, and so that's part of the deal. You know, we have to make sure that we're taking all that into account in the game plan process. You know, we're very early in that, and so we don't have to deal with those problems quite yet, but those are really good problems to have.
So I like the part where he's talking about Caleb and he's advocating for him and talking about how hard he's working and it's going to be really good and all that.
He's putting in the work. Yeah. He's staying late.
Yeah. Like. And then we'll have a chance to see it and hear it. And I suspect that the good cop stuff is going to manifest of like after Ben yells at him or tells him, just figure it out. I don't know. Go figure it out.
Go talk with Declan.
Yeah, exactly. And then Declan will be like, all right, this is how we're going to do it. Okay, don't worry. It's not. I know it feels overwhelming, but we got this. It's all right. We'll figure it all out. So I suspect that's going to be how it gets to work. And then you got JT Barrett, who's going to be able to play it either way and do it however comes natural and whatever it really is from a guy who actually played the position. What did you like when you heard Declan talk? What was getting you going about it?
Well, I just think that his whole aura, like it's the dichotomy between like him and Eric Bieniemy. And I know that no one's necessarily taping what Declan Doyle is doing during practice, but it's just... It's just kind of like...
I got this great footage of Declan Doyle.
Right.
Thanks.
Maybe that's what I'll do if I go up there. I'll just record Declan Doyle.
They'll be like, yeah, please go ahead and put that out there. That's
yeah, fine. We would like... It'd be totally fine if you did that. I just think that the vibe is one of optimism when you hear him speak. And it wasn't just about Caleb. And we'll get into some of the rest of it on tomorrow's show. But I walked away being impressed. I think I have an idea of what his job is. And I think it's a perfect job for someone who eventually wants to become a play caller in the NFL.
I thought you were going to say it's a great job for somebody who eventually wants to be an offensive coordinator.
Well,
oh, wait a minute. He is.
He is an offensive coordinator.
But he's not going to be an offensive coordinator in full.
Right. He's not calling the plays. And he's 28.
And so he's okay with that.
But this work that Ben Johnson is going to have him doing, it's a dream job for a football junkie. And I think that's what Declan Doyle is.
Yeah.
He's a junkie, and he is like, okay, yeah, I'm going to write up all of your cards. I am going to map out what we want to get accomplished in practice so that you can worry on the giant concepts of what's going on with the offense and what's going on with the team. It's like having an amazing TA.
Oh, dude, that's right now I'm thinking about, for any of us who were producers – remember when you got an intern for the first time, or you got an assistant producer for the first time? You're like, oh my God, Alex, I can have somebody do something for me? This is amazing.
Freeze you up.
Oh, I remember Louis Anderson, rest in peace.
R.I.P.
Yeah. But he was really funny as a stand up.
Wait.
And I remember he had a bit about like how he always used to get picked on when he was the young guy who hanging around with the older friends, and they always just picked on him relentlessly. And I still remember because I was young and I heard him do the bit. He's like, then I got a little older and I got a little smarter and I got a little brother. And he talked about how he turned the corner and then he was able to pick on his little brother. And I've never forgotten that bit because that's like, Declan Doyle has people that work for him now.
Fight Club. R.I.P. Louis Anderson.
Wait.
Now the pause has to be way longer than that.
It's got
to
be.
Fight Club.
There it is.
R.I.P. Louis Anderson.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wait, Meatloaf?
Oh, man. Man.
But to get back to Caleb,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, but it's like the little brother. Like, Declan Doyle's got dudes who work for him now, and that could be pretty cool.
Tanny, we got time for the other one, or should we save
it? Of course we've got time. Yeah, we're going to talk about this Greg Olsen stuff all week with other topics, too. So, but we've got time to do this now.
Okay, that's right, because pregame's at 6:05 and not at 6. So we got a little bit of time. You know how we've kind of discovered the Steve Smith, James Palmer podcast, and there's like great content, and James came on the show and he was awesome.
Yes.
And we're looking forward to having him back on again at some point, especially now knowing that he's the Prince of Arlington Heights and knows everyone at the Arlington Heights Fire Department and everything else.
Might be applicable soon as well.
Yeah, shovels in the ground, Speaks. We're only halfway through the year. Gotta get those shovels in the ground though. Anyway, this was on their pod, and Steve Smith and Greg Olsen were obviously teammates. This is what he had to say on their podcast about Caleb and how he'll have to change and bring in turning into a rhythm quarterback in this system.
You have a young quarterback who 90% of his college career was about throwing the football off schedule. He rarely threw the ball on time, on schedule. Now, getting Loveland, isn't this kind of a indication that you want to get your quarterback to do a little bit more throwing on schedule? Because you'd also don't want to overwhelm him with too many weapons, because too many weapons is what has got him in trouble at times, playing that, you know, that off-schedule football that's got him hurt, that's missed, you know, got him nicked up, that's missed opportunities, missed plays. So that's why I think... this is just me looking at it, knowing ball. That's why I think that this is Loveland takes over, because you can't have too many guys where all of a sudden you kind of put them right back into those bad habits that you were brought in to fix anyway.
No, I think it's a good point. My gut tells me, just from watching Ben Johnson and talking to him and just getting to know him over the year, obviously the job he's done with the Lions previous, this is going to be a lot more in rhythm, on time. He's going to get under center. There's going to be play action. There's going to be tight window throws. There's going to be a lot of layers into the coverage. Like, this is not going to be stand, shotgun, catch, bounce around, wait for a guy to come open and rip it. That's not Ben Johnson's offense. That's not why they hired Ben Johnson. I just don't see a scenario that's – I think they've got to get Caleb into a more rhythm – on time, hit your back foot, one hitch throw. Hit your back foot, no hitch throw. Hitch, like, I think they've got to get him. He is always going to be an off-script player naturally, and you never want to take that completely away from a player. I think that's the beauty, that's the magic, right? That's Josh Allen, that's Mahomes. The elite, to play elite-level quarterback in the NFL right now, you have to be able to create off-script. You have to be able to play off-rhythm. Things aren't perfect. Buy time, throw on the run, move, buy. Okay. But you can't play every single down like that and think there's going to be any level of consistency. Yeah,
that's giving me anxiety just thinking about him as a wide receiver. Like, I'm looking like, can somebody bring me some Tums? Just the end asset buildup right now.
I can get you. Listen, I got
about
one.
Playing in rhythm or about playing off script?
Off script. You know how
you
I am
like
about
playing off script.
Greg, look at me. Do you think
I know you do like playing. I was just.
No, I'm saying I don't like my quarterback to play off script because I'm the only one that could play off script. Like, I'm maneuvering through the defense. I need you to look at the safety and not bring your off script into me going under that blue tent.
It's very hard to consistently play like that every single down. Now, on third and seven, and you miss a guy off the outside edge. You've got to be able to make that guy miss, buy time, scramble, let someone second react and put the ball on your chest and pick up the first down. If you can't do that, it's very hard. I'm not saying you can't, but it's very hard to be a really high-level quarterback in the NFL if you can't play off script. But it can't be every single play.
That's really, really good, especially like hearing Smith as the wide receiver say he's getting anxiety just thinking about somebody who plays that long. Sometimes we think that, oh man, wide receivers love it, that the guy's keeping the play alive and everything like that. No. It creates problems and might get them hurt as well.
Yeah, the scramble rules part of it, guys understand that. When stuff breaks down, it's like, okay, I'm going to work back to, or I'm on that side, I'm going to work downfield to give him a release that way. Those guys are ready for that type of stuff. They don't want to be in the, well, you were supposed to throw the ball and you didn't. And now the play is off time. And now the rest of us have to react because you didn't trust what you saw or what we drilled. And I was open. And maybe I wasn't college open. Maybe I was NFL open, though. And you should have thrown the ball. And that's what the play called for. And then you're late or you don't, and then you end up running, and then they have to kind of turn and have to deal with defenders. Like, there's a lot. So I get where he's coming from an anxiety standpoint.
Oh, absolutely, because there's the getting hurt at the end, but there's also, like, imagine you're getting started into running your route in those early seconds. You got to be confident and trusting that your quarterback is going to execute it so you can do what you have to do and execute it. It's like any good collaborative partnership in that way. So, yeah, three-step, boom. Five-step, boom. You better have a bunch of those plays and beliefs in there that you execute.
It's interesting how many ex-pros have on this show have talked about that. And now we get to see, like, this is something that I think for Bears fans, that they're going to be able to kind of look at and dissect. Now we know that this offense is less predicated on what Greg's talking about. Like, you're not just going to take the shotgun, snap, and then hitch and throw. This is rhythm. It's timing. It's play action. It's being where you're supposed to be. It's being on time. All of that stuff. Bears fans will now have, I think, an idea going into the season of what it's supposed to look like.
Yeah, and it's going to be a really interesting conversation because we've had scramblers before and off-script guys before, and a lot of us and a lot of fans have wanted offensive coordinators to bend to them and just let them do whatever they can do. That's what they're good at, yada, yada. This is a forced evolution that is being put on Caleb that everybody is going to be on board with. The coach is on board. The GM's going to be on board. Everybody's on board. Fans, there could be some fans struggling to get on board with this as we get closer because it might not look great for a little while.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.